USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Southwest Airlines was responsible for the majority of flight cancellations and delays in the USA for the third straight day on Wednesday, signaling that the airline's holiday season troubles continue. Southwest accounted for most of the 2,400 canceled flights Wednesday. The Department of Transportation said it will review Southwest's actions that contributed to a rough holiday travel weekend. As crime in major American cities continues to put some citizens in harm's way, former 911 dispatcher in Chicago, Keith Thornton on Fox News, says we keep electing the wrong people to solve the problem.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot here in the city of Chicago, she doesn't care, and that's why I stepped down from being a dispatcher here. Absolutely love that position, and I just moved on to do it somewhere else as a supervisor. But she absolutely doesn't care, and I could not hear more screaming voices in my ear and telling individuals that police were coming when I knew that they were not coming. I don't stand by that, and we need someone different within this city, but also other cities.
The House Select Committee investigating January 6 withdrew its subpoena issued in October to President Trump. The investigation was wrapped up, and Republicans are set to take leadership of the chamber in January. Twitter suffered a major outage on Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of users globally unable to access the social media platform or use key features for several hours. Down Detector, a website that tracks outages, showed more than 10,000 affected users from the USA and about 2,500 from Japan and about 2,500 from the UK at the peak of disruption. Afterward, Elon tweeted, "Significant back-end server architecture changes rolled out. Twitter should feel faster." End quote. Disgraced actor and comedian Bill Cosby is planning to return to the stage. Cosby's publicist Andrew Wyatt confirmed the news, saying, "We're looking at getting back out there around spring or summer of 2023. End quote. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
With the failure this week at Southwest Airlines, can the carrier ever gain loyalty back from frustrated holiday travelers?
Southwest is under scrutiny from Washington for its holiday storm freeze-up. According to FlightAware, Southwest canceled more than 2,600 flights, or roughly 65% of its scheduled Tuesday departures, and the carriers canceled close to 11,000 flights since last Thursday. The airline that flies under the stock symbol Love said back on Monday that its reduced schedule would extend until at least Thursday. The company's CEO says the airline is trying to end this rolling struggle. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A Republican district attorney in New York has opened an investigation into Representative-elect George Santos. The Republican who flipped a hotly contested congressional seat in Long Island, New York, admitted to lying about his work experience and education during the campaign. Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly announced a probe into Santos as he faces mounting criticism from Democrats and Republicans that think lying by a lawmaker is okay. The driving ban in the city of Buffalo was lifted at midnight Thursday. The ban has been replaced with a travel advisory. The driving ban had been in place due to the massive blizzard that swept through western New York over the holidays. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra, loss, class.